If you had unlimited funding and you were in a position to organize and produce the celebration for the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage in New York State, what would it look like? What would that year consist of, just in a broad stroke?
Well, I think commissioning a group of women and men to celebrate history, the history of women and women's suffrage in New York State, would be long overdue and a great priority for our governor to do. I would foresee a whole year of wonderful events commemorating this. I would also like to see a great effort on the part of the curriculum in our state schools to incorporate the history of women's suffrage from the very youngest levels in elementary school on up through middle and high schools. Essay contests, I would foresee even parades and pageants, almost in the same vein as the majestic parades and pageants of the 1910s that happened in New York State just prior to the referendum in 1915 and then the other in 1917, to really educate people about why this was important. I think of people like you, Marguerite Kearns, who has been a catalyst in reminding all of us about the important stories of our grandmothers and our aunts who participated in the suffrage fight. Your own grandmother, Edna Buckman Kearns, was at the forefront of this campaign for votes for women. And she did so with her female family members right there with her, making history. And this is a legacy that you have felt deeply, and you are trying to now encourage others to understand and know about this. And I think that's our charge now, is to do whatever we can through all different kinds of educational and political avenues to educate the people of our state about this important historic anniversary that is coming up in 1917, to plan for that, to promote it, and to not let it be forgotten.